Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams. Available now on Amazon.com. where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Well, again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to conquer perfectionism. Here's what I've discovered in my own life and with coaching clients. The pursuit of perfectionism can be exhausting and stressful. Your anxiety about making mistakes can interfere with putting your best foot forward. Implementing the following steps can help you relax and learn to take life as it comes. And trust me when I say I know what I'm talking about. I consider myself a recovering perfectionist. So here's some steps to take. Number one, learn from your mistakes. Realize that mistakes can be our friends. Successful people typically make lots of mistakes because they're taking more risks. So as long as you let your errors teach you how to do better next time, you're making progress. Number two, identify more reliable sources of fulfillment. You know, perfectionism is frequently a sign of being overly concerned with either prestige or material possessions or other external factors that are prone to sudden change. Your peace of mind will increase when you shift your focus to cultivating loving relationships and a positive outlook. Number three, break jobs down into simple, practical, and doable steps. You know, procrastination can set in when you find it difficult to start a task because you're worried about getting every detail just right, perfectly. Getting moving by taking one step at a time is a great way to start moving forward in positive, productive ways. For example, let's say that you're looking at your office that is just overloaded with piles and you haven't worked in it for a while. Here's my idea. Create a plan for routine cleaning. Create a plan to take one day and just work in your office to straighten it up, to get rid of the piles, to dust, to vacuum, to whatever it is. But create a plan. And then create a plan to pick up the office at least once a week or maybe every day before you leave your office. The key is a step-by-step plan that is doable and workable that doesn't feel overwhelming. Here's number four. Prioritize. Save time by deciding when you need to be meticulous and when it's okay to improvise. A detailed itinerary is useful for a business trip, isn't it? But you can just enjoy whatever happens when you're spending an afternoon playing with your children or just relaxing. Everything doesn't have to be detailed. It doesn't have to be perfect. The key is prioritizing. Here's number 5. Do things for the fun of it. The fun of it. Observe how you feel when you're engaged in an activity without scorekeeping, without worrying about having to be perfect. And finally, here's number 6. Find relaxation techniques that work for you. What works for you? Now, what works for you may not work for everybody. Studies show that people with a tendency for perfectionism build up higher levels of stress hormones. So calm down with either meditation or instrumental music or a massage or visualization or reading a book just for the fun of it. Or just going outside for a walk or sitting on a park bench looking at the trees. So here's the 6 steps you can take for yourself. Learn from your mistakes. Identify more reliable sources of fulfillment. Break jobs down into simple, bite-sized pieces. Prioritize. Number 5, do things for the fun of it. And finally, number 6 was find relaxation techniques that work for you. All right, let's talk about steps you can take in your relationships with others. The ingredients for a healthy child development or family development or relationship developments includes reasonable expectations and opportunities for just having some fun. Children can enjoy swimming without trying to set Olympic records. Family can take a vacation without trying to cram everything into 2 days. You see what I mean? Just take the pressure off yourself, your family, your friends, and your children. Here's number 2. Praise your children for their efforts. Think about that. Were you praised as a child for your efforts, or did it have to be perfect? You know, in the long run, a hard-earned B may be worth more than an easy A. So give your child a big hand for persisting with their homework, however long it takes. Think about it. Praise your children for their efforts, not just for their grades. Number 3, take pleasure in other people's victories. Perfectionism can make you feel like a sore loser when you compare yourself to others. Turn that around by rejoicing in other people's successes. This mindset will also enrich your relationships. But perfectionism is hard when you keep comparing yourself to others. Here's number 4. Talk about your struggles. You know, it's a great hardship to go through life feeling as if you must conceal your weaknesses to everybody. Sharing your challenges with others may help you find more support and gives other people the freedom to do the same. Now, I'm not saying share your weaknesses with everybody. You've got to pick and choose, of course. But don't try to be perfect around everybody. Let them know that, you're human and you have struggles and challenges too. Number 5, welcome feedback. Negative self-talk can make you apprehensive about criticism coming from others. Now, there's, a difference between constructive remarks and criticism that is chipping away at your self-esteem. So feedback, face the situation head-on by asking for feedback. People usually appreciate being asked for their input, and they'll give you valuable information, but take it the right way. Not as criticism against what you're doing, but as feedback. Number 6, practice tolerance. Surgery needs to be precise, but many other things can withstand a little give and take. For example, if your spouse takes a different approach to vacuuming than you do, well, you'll both survive, even if your partner does the vacuuming not quite the way you would do it. But it's getting done, isn't it? And finally, here's number 7. Take charge of your own happiness. As you recognize that your happiness comes from within, you'll feel less need to try to control your environment and the behavior of others. Focus on maintaining your peace of mind, even when things go wrong or just turn out differently from what you expected. Ease the pressure on yourself and others. Eliminate perfectionism. Work at it one step at a time. By overcoming your perfectionism, you'll enjoy more happiness and feel more energy. It's actually easier to pursue excellence when you set realistic goals and know how to learn from your mistakes. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer, and they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available on Amazon.com. And in fact, check out all of my business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.